On this day in 1976, 46 years ago, a demonstration in Soweto, Johannesburg, led largely by high school learners, was met with a brutal crackdown by police and set off a wave of protests and violent conflicts across South Africa. The country on this day annually honors the courage and sacrifice of the Soweto uprising youth and also to celebrate all young people. As we commemorate Youth Day, South Africans pay tribute to the lives of these courageous learners and recognizes the role of the youth in the liberation of South Africa from the apartheid regime. According to an independent political analyst, Goodenough Mashego, in 1994, government announced that there was a need for this day to be commemorated and further added that the struggle for young people shouldn't be an ANC event.
1994, government felt there was a need for the day to be commemorated. But I think the problem was that government didn't even know, have an understanding of how it was supposed to celebrate the day, given the fact that it was a top-down thing. People in government who were quite old, senior, wanted to do something for the youth, and then they thought this is what they want the youth to do. So there was no proper consultation with young people at the time to say how would you actually want this day to be commemorated. So, because talking to people like Peter Mokaba at the time, Paxman Kahlana in the presidency's office of Nelson Mandela and others wouldn't have sufficed, because those were ANC people, and Youth Day or Struggle for Young People was not an ANC event. It was a youth event which cut across different political orientations, like the Black Consciousness Movement youth of the time, the Pan-Africanist youth of the time, and the Charterist, the ANC youth of the time. So it was not an ANC thing. So I think the fault was done when consultation was done only among those within the ANC to say how should this day be commemorated, and that's where the whole essence of Youth Day, or what was supposed to be Youth Day, was lost.
According to the South African government, the June 16, 1976 uprising profoundly changed the socio-political landscape in the country. Events that triggered the uprising can be traced back to policies of the apartheid government that resulted in the introduction of the Bantu Education Act in 1953. Mashego added that this day is extra important if young people succeed beyond politics.
June 16 is important, but it will be extra important if young people stop seeing beyond politics, stop becoming vehicles for politicians, for other politicians to ascend office, but decide that what do they want to do, not money, but to really partake in the life, to partake in the life of the country, and to also take part in the economy of the country, and to look further, and not just money right now, but also to think beyond, you know, to be where your 100 KD is 40 years down the line. They must not just think they need money now, they need money 100 years from now, and those are areas where young people, mentorship needs to come in.
He also cautioned how the day would be usually celebrated.
Youth Day is important and it must be commemorated, but youth ministry is important instead of these agencies that are being formed to just deploy comrades and not do anything for young people. Top down must fall, bottom up must be the approach.
Johannesburg students that VFM News spoke to during the week have mixed reactions on whether they think Youth Day should still be celebrated or not.
I do think it should be celebrated. It should still be a public holiday. I just feel like the youth now, like our generation, just moved on from it. Like, we know what happened and like we get it, we know. But I think we just moved on, so we don't really celebrate it.
No, I think it's chai for that, man. It was a long time ago. The youth has new problems now.
I don't think so, hey, because we're still under the apartheid government, in inverted commas. I'm saying apartheid government because the government that is currently ruling us, what they have experienced is apartheid, and they have managed to bring it into the new age as well. The current government, which is the apartheid government, still is not giving the youth enough opportunities for them to grow into bettering the country that they live in.
According to the South African government, this year marks the 46th anniversary of June 16 Soweto Uprising, when young people protested against imposition of the Afrikaans language by the apartheid regime as a medium of instruction. Happy Youth Day. For VAR FM News, I am Palesa Limege in Bromfontein, Johannesburg.